Are you craving what I'm craving? Start your Penn Station online order for a $7.99 Penn Pair Combo. A great deal on craveable subs and fresh cut fries. Pair small fries with a small chicken teriyaki, chicken cordon bleu, or pizza sub to satisfy your cravings without spending big. Our menu features mouth-watering sub sandwiches, fresh cut fries, and hand-squeezed lemonade. But hurry, $7.99 is only for a limited time. Love your sub at Penn Station. Order in-app or online at penn-station.com for delivery to your door.
Are you craving what I'm craving? Start your Penn Station online order for a $7.99 Penn Pair Combo. A great deal on craveable subs and fresh cut fries. Pair small fries with a small chicken teriyaki, chicken cordon bleu, or pizza sub to satisfy your cravings without spending big. But hurry, $7.99 is only for a limited time. Our menu features mouth-watering sub sandwiches and hand-squeezed lemonade. Love your sub at Penn Station. Order in-app or online at penn-station.com for delivery to your door. That's penn-station.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, to Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock. Countdown to kickoff is on. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. It's go time. There's no more. Well, the National Football League season is going to kick off soon. No, it's ready to kick off. We actually have NFL news to get you as far as the Baltimore Ravens are concerned. Already problems in the backfield, already thinner than Ali McBeal. And now Gus Edwards is hurt. Justice Hill is hurt. I don't know if anyone even knows who Ali McBeal is anymore.
I love the joke every time because she's very thin. And very thin. I appreciate it. You sound like, yeah, like rake, thin like a rake. I'll tell you, Morenci, I've never seen a team before the season. You know, three running backs.
I should use Will Zalatoris instead.
Yes, actually. But the thing is, not everyone likes golf either. I think it's kind of a pick-em between Ali McBeal and Will Zalatoris, right? So, anyway, you keep on using it. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
You like it. That's all that matters, man. Yeah. You like it. You get a laugh out of it.
Exactly, buddy.
All right, so, hey, kickoff is here. We're ready to go. We put in a bunch of props already, actually.
Nice.
And I just started, you know, instead of, I was like, well, it's tough because it's the first game back. It's like, all right, what do you do? And I decided, well, let's just jump in. You know, like I've been in the shallow end of the pool all week. Now I'm on the other end. I'm like, well, whatever. Let's just start clicking. Don't overthink it. Let's start clicking. We've already got three parlays put in place. If you've been tuning in throughout the week, well, we've been getting a head start. How about last night? My crazy parlay. I said, you know what, Cam? I'm going to take Canada. They're up 2-0. Asian handicap. Yeah. Listen, they got to win. They got to win by three now. Yeah, and I got under 3.5.
He was scared. I told him. 3-0
victory.
About it.
I hit them both. Exactly. Hit them both. And I have them both now with San Francisco plus money. So I've got about $250 in parlays in already with the 40 with Tampa just to win. I just need these guys to win. Right now. All right. So I've got all these games on my mind. Speaking of games, Drew Martin Betts is going to join us. And he's got a full complement of picks to share with us today, Cam. Looking forward to it. Although I'm disappointed. I don't see the Detroit Lions on his card here.
Exactly. You
know, yeah. I don't see the Detroit Lions.
It's going to be on my card.
What's up with that, Drew? Where are the Lions?
I'm a sucker for punishment, Morenci. No, I got so many bets going today. Same as you. Like, I got everything. Like, I went nuts. And like, football is actually the least that I've done. Like, I went wild in baseball. I got tennis. I got other things. I'm telling
God
you, man.
Bless you.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. Like, if you like variety, I'm your guy.
What did you say? Tennis? And what's that other sport? Beast.
Oh, yeah, baseball. Yes. If I were to tell you, I bet every game in baseball tonight. Every game.
Mr. Burns, do you recycle? Recycle. I'm not familiar with that word. He says. He goes, I'm not familiar with that word. What does that mean? He's like, recycle. I'm not familiar.
That was with Lisa?
Word.
Was that with the little slurry where they started making the juice?
He's like, I'm not familiar with that word, little girl. Can you explain it to me? He's like, oh, God, no. When he finds out, he's like, oh, God, no.
Amazing.
It's like baseball. I knew, Cam, when I looked, I'm like, oh, it's football tonight, man. And I look a couple of baseball games. I'm like, oh, you know Cam's got a couple of baseball picks.
For sure.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. It's go time. Let's do this thing. Let's go. The team. And while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are preparing to defend their Super Bowl championship, the Dallas Cowboy players are complaining to Jason Lockenfour that they were asked not to go and meet people the night before the game, even if they're vaccinated. Ooh, poor nice Dallas tough. Cowboy players. Hey,
you guys are too much.
It's a business trip. Like, I got tweets, but we're vaccinated. Yeah, and? Yeah, okay, good for you. Like, think about that, Cam. Like, honestly, like, even me, like, imagine, Cam, you and I, like, I am vaccinated, but if I had, like, tens of millions of dollars at stake, I'm playing, like, let's say Homicide's going on tour, man. You guys are opening up for Megadeth on the next tour.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to go out the night before and hang out with my buddies?
Exactly. Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning, we were doing everything, man. If it wasn't nailed down, we were doing it, and I'm ready to make money. Next thing, Dallas Cowboy players.
Yeah, exactly. Wrong card, wrong. Sorry, guys, I'm out of tune. No, it's like, I'm not here to bitch. I don't want to talk about vaccination, but I just got to laugh out of it when I see, it's, of course, the Dallas Cowboy players. It's the night before you're playing the Bucks. Like, if your biggest concern shouldn't be you couldn't hook up with your boys in Tampa, all right? Your biggest concern is Tom Brady's about to rip your heart out and enjoy doing it. Point spread up to 9.5.
That's right. Now. Yeah. Holy.
We called it. I said, you didn't think we'll get this high, huh?
I think it might get
10 in some spots.
It might. And I got to be honest with you, 10, that's a key number.
I would make it 10.5, 11, just to screw the
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
okay,
Marantzi
Sports. I don't care how much I don't like Dallas at 11. You'd rope me in.
Well, you're damn right.
There's a lawsuit.
There's a new competitor in town, the Marantzi Sportsbook. I got Tampa minus 11.5 at my book. Step up, Cowboy Bettors. Yeah. Step up.
That's this idiot me. You're giving me so many damn points. I'll say another thing, too. Not just hang out.
Are you craving what I'm craving? Start your Penn Station online order for a $7.99 Penn Pair Combo. A great deal on craveable subs and fresh cut fries. Pair small fries with a small chicken teriyaki, chicken cordon bleu, or pizza sub to satisfy your cravings without spending big. Our menu features mouth-watering sub sandwiches, fresh cut fries, and hand-squeezed lemonade. But hurry, $7.99 is only for a limited time. Love your sub at Penn Station. Order in-app or online at penn-station.com for delivery to your door.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year, CARE was awarded a BBB Torch Award for Ethics, because at CARE, we're committed to doing business right. Call CARE at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
Are you craving what I'm craving? Start your Penn Station online order for a $7.99 Penn Pair Combo. A great deal on craveable subs and fresh cut fries. Pair small fries with a small chicken teriyaki, chicken cordon bleu, or pizza sub to satisfy your cravings without spending big. Our menu features mouth-watering sub sandwiches, fresh cut fries, and hand-squeezed lemonade. But hurry, $7.99 is only for a limited time. Love your sub at Penn Station. Order in-app or online at penn-station.com for delivery to your door.
With her boys, Dak Prescott. I was always a Peyton Manning fan. Smart thing to say before you play the Tampa Bay Bucks and Tom Brady. Now he's just going to want to shred you more. And these guys, you guys not think? Don't give Tom Brady anything. He'll take a shred.
Great point, Cam. Tom Brady is that petty. That's why he's Tom Brady. Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We've got some decisions to make. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, just raised a great point. Like, really, like, Tom Brady is that type of guy. If you're like, why would you be talking about Peyton Manning if you're Dak Prescott when you're playing Tom Brady? Like, what are you, insane?
Exactly.
What are you, like, what are you, like, what are you,
It's like when they ask you a question, you have to have enough brains to defer. Like last night in tennis with Djokovic, they start talking about, he's like, listen, I'm talking about the next match. And he walks up. Don't give, even if they give you the bait, don't talk about Brady. Don't mention the Bucks. Worry about your own business. And you said it, Morenci. This guy's petty. So he's talking about how much he loved Peyton Manning, obviously. So he didn't like Tom Brady. Tom Brady's sitting back there going, you know what, Dak? I didn't mind you before, but now maybe I'll throw an extra couple just to piss you off. Like, it's unbelievable. These guys, you don't give this guy fodder. That's the type of guy
anybody
make you pay.
Anybody that watched The Last Dance with Michael Jordan knows great competitors take everything personal. Remember, like, it was the great scene? And they said that Phil Jackson said, or Jerry Krause said, that he thinks that Dan Marley's the best defensive player. He goes, I took that personal. They take everything personal, these guys. And you're exactly right. A quick story about DeMar DeRozan got pranked when he was a kid in the NBA. He loved Kobe Bryant and guys on the Raptors. They went into Staples and basically they told DeMar that Kobe doesn't like it when people wear his shoes, like when you play against him. They don't like it if you're wearing the Kobe Nike shoe. So DeMar believed it and took the Kobe shoe off and put the LeBron model on. And when he went on the court, Kobe just gave him like the most evil eye. And he looked at the shoes, and he looked at him, and he looked at the shoes, and he said, okay, MF. He called him a mother or whatever. He goes, okay, man. He goes, okay, bro, okay. And he said that Kobe went after him all day. He said Kobe was relentless, like, with him, because he was actually like the biggest jerk to me on the court that day after because of that. Like you said, Brady's just like right now, like steaming. The great ones don't like to be slighted, just like Drew Martin. You say he's one of the great ones, doesn't like to be slighted.
That's right.
He takes it personal. I took that personal. Plus Money Martin. What's up, Drew?
Gabe Morenci, Cam Stewart. Always good to be on with you guys. And, you know, talking about taking it personal, I think that's important. You know, as a competitor, if there's any young bucks out there playing some high school football, high school basketball, whatever, you know, you're putting all your emphasis into making it, take things personal. Like Michael Jordan, that defensive comment, I love that, man. I want to bet on people like that.
No, you're exactly right. People need to take it more personal. And we said the same thing. People were laughing at Jared Goff. Last week, because Jared Goff, they said, what are the expectations for this football team this year? He said, we expect to win a division. He said, that's our expectation, to win a division. And they were like, he's the starting quarterback of an NFL team. That's what he's supposed to believe, that we're the best team in the division. And he even said, he goes, every year there's a team that goes from worst to first in the NFL. Why not us? And he believes, I saw Amari Cooper tonight saying, and I like what Cooper said. He goes, I think I'm the best wide receiver in football. He goes, I haven't proved it yet, but I believe that I am. And I know the same thing. A lot of people, you think you're the best. Nice. Of course he thinks he's the best. That's why he's a professional athlete making $100 million. That's why he's in the NFL. Every one of these guys thinks they're the best. And if you don't, you're in the wrong business, pretty much. Yeah, like you're a professional athlete. You show up here to Buffalo Bills, we're good, but we're not as good as the Chiefs. We're not as good as the Chiefs are, but it's like, no, we're here to win. We're here to win.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. SEC bias. Let's see, Dak Prescott.
SEC bias.
That was Dan Cam. You called him. You said you bought the SEC.
What? I took UCLA. I know Drew's good. Drew's good. He knew Alabama was going to crush, but all the picks, I'm like, that's
pick Georgia.
SEC.
He was
that's
right about Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, we're on Georgia, Drew. Busted. So I have SEC bias too. Don't worry about it.
We're just busting his balls here. So yeah, tonight's game up to 9.5. Let's just get right into it. Point spread's 9.5, Mr. Plus Money Martin. What do you make of this game and this big point spread move right now? Has it suckered you in getting to 9.5 yet?
Well, that's the thing, Gabe. I mean, we're getting pushed up here at some point. You know, this is the NFL. Talk about, you know, quality players, quality teams across the board. I don't know. At the plus 9.5, even if it gets to plus 10, and let's talk about it. You know, it's the first game of the season, primetime, a lot of eyeballs, a lot of public money. I wouldn't be surprised, defending Super Bowl champions in the Bucs, Tom Brady name, returning 22 starters, offensive and defensive. I believe what that's only the first or second time in NFL history here. So I wouldn't be surprised here in the last, like, you know, couple hours, hour anyway, before the kickoff, if there's more Bucks money, if we can get double digits sidewise, I'm interested in the Cowboys. And also, Gabe, I'm actually coming to you from Florida, the other side of the state. And it's pretty much a stormy night across this state. Talking to some friends there in the Tampa area, watch out for some wind and some rain here. So maybe at some of this under money, 52.5.
Yeah, but the weather changes in Florida every 10 minutes, Drew.
That's true.
That's true.
It does.
But to look at the weather report in the morning, like a lot of the handicappers do, I do myself, and then it says like, hey, the weather's okay. And then 2 hours before, you know, the game, you can kind of use that weather change to your advantage, maybe.
That's true. It's for the live betting, Gabe. You're right. When I'm betting Gulfstream, it goes from like pissing rain to sun in 4 minutes. Yeah, I'm like, wow, the track's sloppy. It's dried out. I'm like, oh, hard, soft. Like, it's really crazy.
Exactly.
You said it. Florida's nuts. Yeah. But I'm with Drew there, Gabe. Like, here's the thing. Like, Tampa Bay, I like Morenci Sportsbook, where you're offering me the 11.5. I really wish I could open an account there. We'll work on that. But that's the thing, Gabe. Tampa Bay, there's a lot of empirical data. These guys, Super Bowl champs, returning starters, as Drew said, just talented all over the board. Ball hawking D, crazy front line. But the Dallas Cowboys still have weapons. When you look at the receiving core, Gallup, Cooper, and CeeDee Lamb are very good. Ezekiel Elliott, he's a guy that really needs to step up for them. More dinks and dunks, like passing out of the backfield. Very disappointed with him last year. But I'll say this. I'm with Drew. If this thing gets to 10, you can sign me up. You've lassoed me in. I'm going to take the Cowboys because that's too many points.
For the record, guys, I already put a play in on Zeke Elliott over 22.5 receiving yards. See, nobody's going to think about him receiving. I love what you just said, Cam. He's in shape. They're going to dink and dunk to him. He'll pop a few. 22.5 yards in a game. I think it's going to be higher scoring. So, Drew, a great point that you guys raised here, and I'll throw it back. So, Drew and Cam, I think Tampa's going to win the game. But I'm like you. I'm plus money Martin now, Drew. I'm like you. I think in the big picture, big stocks. I like Tampa to win this game. I also knew I didn't want to mess with this stupid point spread. I started playing parlays earlier in the week, baseball, soccer, mixing it up. I got a bunch of parlays with the Buccaneers on the money line right now at plus money. So I'm in a nice spot. But Cam, welcome to Morenci's RV and van lot.
I tell you,
the Dallas Cowboys in a teaser, plus 16.5. Oh, God, that's
Gabe, please. Oh, this is week one. We said we'd avoid Tom Teaser. Cam, he's like, I don't know. He said, hey, yes, that never leaves. He eats your food. He sleeps on your couch. He sleeps with your lady friends, and he never leaves. Hey, guys. Hey, Tom, Teaser, can you do the dishes? Yeah, it was a long day. A lot of partying. I'm telling you, I want to do the teaser, too. Yes, it sounds great, but what do we do?
16.5 points.
I know.
Are the Cowboys getting smoked?
No, they're not.
What's the score of this
No.
game? What's the ballpark?
I think Tampa wins by 8.
I got like 34-24, but it might be a little high, Drew.
I got 34-26 is my score. I know 26, 34-27.
31-24 wouldn't surprise me, guys. And like people get backdoored and the Cowboys cover.
Yes.
Dude, when you're laying 9.5 points, Drew, that back door is swinging wide open like a hurricane, Drew.
Like, oh, especially in the NFL. Let's get real. This isn't Alabama versus some, you know, middle of the road ACC
Miami
team. This is, exactly. This isn't that.
Hey, under 9.5 by Miami. Yeah. Remember that picture? Under 9.5, the Hurricanes win.
And Gabe, you have to look for backdoors too. You look at the talent of the team, and Dallas has the perfect type of players for a backdoor.
Damn right.
Are you craving what I'm craving? Start your Penn Station online order for a $7.99 Penn Pair Combo. A great deal on craveable subs and fresh cut fries. Pair small fries with a small chicken teriyaki, chicken cordon bleu, or pizza sub to satisfy your cravings without spending big. Our menu features mouth-watering sub sandwiches, fresh cut fries, and hand-squeezed lemonade. But hurry, $7.99 is only for a limited time. Love your sub at Penn Station. Order in-app or online at penn-station.com for delivery to your door.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Are you craving what I'm craving? Start your Penn Station online order for a $7.99 Penn Pair Combo. A great deal on craveable subs and fresh cut fries. Pair small fries with a small chicken teriyaki, chicken cordon bleu, or pizza sub to satisfy your cravings without spending big. Our menu features mouth-watering sub sandwiches, fresh cut fries, and hand-squeezed lemonade. But hurry, $7.99 is only for a limited time. Love your sub at Penn Station. Order in-app or online at penn-station.com for delivery to your door.
Quarterback that can still do it. I know he can still run major weapons. That Dallas has always the backdoor swing.
And then in the fourth quarter, hey, there's CeeDee Lamb with a touchdown. And they'll
perfect.
And I bet you right now, the Cowboys will be down, they'll score, and they'll spike the ball and act like clowns.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're rolling along here. Countdown to kickoff is on. We're getting fired up. We got a bunch of picks in. Starting to get cloudy in here, though, man. Fast times at Richmond High style. A lot of smoke in the air. Point spreads going up. Even I'm getting suckered into this from a teaser standpoint on the Dallas Cowboys. Come on, man. Cowboys plus 16.5 to the over. That's attractive.
It is. Gabe, I'm going to show more. Hey, we talked about this. Paul Patience, take 16.5 and something that you like on the weekend. You only got to wait a couple days. This isn't until next year. It's not till the end of the baseball season.
You're talking to a man that was putting in Costa Rica, Jamaica parlays with this football game. And I thought of you, Drew. I took Costa Rica and Jamaica under 2.5 last night. Damn yes. Right it hit. Me and Drew know. That's on me and Drew's bucket list. We're supposed to go to a Costa Rican soccer game together.
Let's do that ASAP.
Last time.
I've been to three of them, Gabe. I've been to three games down there in Costa Rica. And I got to give Costa Ricans some credit, Gabe. Outside of college football in the United States of America, they take their sports passionately, man. They love their soccer down there. And, hey, we're pretty good at betting it.
Oh, yeah, Gabe told me the level of Kentucky Fried Chicken in Costa Rica is world class. I'm in.
Supreme. Best Kentucky Fried Chicken in the world I've ever had in my life. You're not allowed to put steroids or anything in the chicken there.
Yeah, real birds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like a nightclub, Cam. You'd like it. It was like people were drinking. They had booze
Kentucky
and like people were drinking.
Nightclub. It's my dream.
Yeah.
No, dude, like the kids were hanging out there.
Oh,
but dressed well with nice cars in the parking, like a diner type thing on a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
The guys were in the parking lot, boom, 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 and hot chicks and like people ordering. I went in my jaw. I was like,
lose my mind.
I was like the only white guy in the joint too, right? So I walk in, I'm like, everyone sort of turns their head. I got a Miami Hurricane like jersey on. Jim Kelly. Okay, guys, I walk in.
That's awesome.
I just ordered. They got my order totally wrong too. I didn't complain. I just opened a bag. Whatever. It's KFC. Whatever. Give me what you give me. All right. Give me what you give me. All right, so we're rocking here. I got a bunch of props. We'll share the props after. All right, Drew Martin. So final answer as of right now, you taking a Cowboys plus the points?
Cowboys plus the points, 17-14, low scoring, maybe a little weather-induced under. Yeah, Cowboys plus the points, plus 9.5, look towards the
14.
Under, 52.5.
31 hey, not alternate line. You. This guy's amazing. No, that's an alternate spread under, Drew. Like, that's plus a million. If you like under, like, look for the total alternate. Like, that's crazy. How many points is that under the number? Oh, my God. 20.
I'm going to be in a lot of trouble with this game, 17-14.
Well, Gabe, think about it. I mean, we just saw it in college football. Coming off of the COVID year where defenses couldn't really tackle practicing, the cohesiveness, I feel, hurts defense more than it hurts offense. And then coming back to this year, being able to have a full, you know, off-season workout defensively, what, unders hit at 65% in week one of college football? What's it going to be real-time football in the NFL? I think even more. I'm looking unders week one.
I think, though, just to play devil's advocate, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneer offense is going to be better this year than it was last year even. It was a work in progress the entire year last year. they were never really good. Like, it's, they sort of got it done. They willed themselves to victory. Now they've had everybody back. I keep hearing about Bruce Arians and Tom Brady are mad at everybody every day in practice and not intense enough, drop balls, which leads me to believe that it's all a big lie and they're about to kill people. That's kind of, I read between the lines. But let's get into more. Hot takes from Drew Martin right now. All right, so Drew's going to roll the dice with the Cowboys here, +9.5. Talk to me about the Texans and the Jags. Are you going to talk me and Cam out of it? Because we love the Texans. I love the Texans, and I love the under 44.5, and it went up to 45.5. Give me the Texans on the money line, +150, and give me the under, Drew. What do you got?
Sure. I don't hate either of those guys. And, I mean, starting off here, we get a rookie quarterback, a rookie head coach in the NFL, laying points on the road. Now, I'm not saying the Texans are going to go out and be, you know, some over 500 team, but even if, and you guys know this in sports betting, when one of the lowest rated teams in any sport becomes just bad or decent, that's how you can make a lot of money. Houston Texans, I still think a lot remains to be seen. Could they be the worst team in football? Sure. But could they stay within 3 points of the Jacksonville Jaguars if that's the case? Absolutely. So I'm kind of fading Trevor Lawrence until he shows me in the NFL that he can do this. And the Houston Texans, hey, it's opening day in the NFL. You know, everybody's got a shot right now. We're going to get 100% right. Effort from him. Home team, underdog, +3. I took the points, Gabe.
I just love it. You know, all the other shows talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills. The game of the week on Game Time Decisions, Cam, Jacksonville-Houston. That's the game I'm watching.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Bills-Steelers, and then right away, I'll be able to get the stream on for that Jags-Texans game. Everything else
I can tell you this, all these other turkeys that bet on just good games, this will be a top three, like out of monetary bets, it'll be in my top three. It's on the podium. I love the Houston Texans. I'm not saying Tyrod Taylor for president, but he'll do enough. And that's the thing. They still have veterans on this team. Everyone's talking about how crap.
Why not Tyrod for president?
If he wins outright, they got my vote. Give me the three. Give me the money line. We'll split her up with the, like the deli, cut it right in half. I'm doing both. I'm taking the points and the money line like you, Morency. Give me the Texans. Jacksonville should not be favored on the road with a rookie quarterback and a rookie coach. Sorry.
Drew, I know you're looking at Tennessee and Arizona. What are you looking at in that game?
Sure. I mean, the former Heisman Trophy winner, Kyler Murray, taking snaps here for Arizona. We know that out the gate last season, that offense looked hot. And now, coming into this season, they're catching three as well. So being able to go on the road week one here, that's the time that I would look to bet the Arizona Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury, I think he's got it going on here. In Tennessee overall, I mean, even quarterback wise, the Titans feel a little bit overrated to me. So even though they're the home team, +3 here, this is always an important number in the NFL with 16% of games fell on exactly on the number of three. So catching that +3 here with the Cardinals, I think they light it up offensively.
That surprises me from Mr. SEC, because really the Titans are the most SEC team. I don't know if they have the most players, SEC players on their roster, but
they got a lot.
If you look at Derrick Henry, Alabama, Ryan Tannehill, Texas A&M, Julio Jones, Alabama, AJ Brown, Mississippi. All their skill position players are SEC. And I'm sure I'm missing a couple of guys even on their roster. You know what I mean? I'm just saying like the core of their team. And they're in SEC country, right? Like the core of their team. Like you'll notice some teams, like basically like when Rex Ryan was with the Bills were very Clemson and ACC heavy because his son played in the ACC. So he watched ACC games. And you notice the Bills weren't great building around the SEC, the ACC, right? Like you'll notice certain teams, they will sort of attack certain conferences more than others. I disagree, though. I got the Titans in this game. I think Arizona are an interesting team this year. I think they're going to be in the mix for a wild card, but I think this number is, I don't get it. I think Tennessee are going to roll them. Not roll them, but I think Tennessee are a better football team than they are. Arizona really, you know, still have to put everything together. They have a lot of new parts. We got to see it, but fun game. I do like the over in that game. Washington, and I'm not making the games up. These are the games on Drew's list. So Washington and the Chargers. Ooh, that's a good game. That's a game I'm going to have my eye on.
That's a tough
game. What's your take on that one? I got an opinion
First of all, First of all, Drew, I love you. I'm on the Cardinals, too. I think it's going to take a few weeks for Tennessee to get it right, Gabe. I know that that line, to me, that seems like fish city. The hook's in the water. Tennessee minus three. How many people run? Free money. Free money. We're going to hear the term. There's no free money in betting, people. I like the birds with Drew. I'm with them.
All right. Yeah, so Washington and the Chargers. Drew?
Tough game.
Sure. We get West Coast going east here. I mean, everybody loves the Chargers, right? They're kind of the trendy pick this season. Quarterback, you know, nothing against them. Very good. But going up against the Washington football team here, Gabe, we get Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic. I love him. That defensive line, one of the best in the NFL. In our nation's capital here, 44.5, I think it's a slugfest. And I'll take this Washington football defense, their defensive front, to cause problems with the Chargers passing game. And overall, I think the Washington football team this season is going to be a money maker. So I'm likely to be on them week in, week out here until they show me differently.
You got an opinion on that one, Cam?
Yeah, I do. Who's ever the 1-point dog, you tease it because nobody's losing.
I love your style. Good call.
That's the way I look at this game. Yeah. I'm kind of, Gabe, I've gone back and forth on this game.
I still can. Chargers,
I agree.
Plus six,
I think that
Washington plus eight.
I think the winning margin is four max. Four max. Whoever wins this game, and I mean max, it could be 1, 2, 3. Like, I think this game is basically a game within three. Earlier, I loved the Chargers. The more I think about Washington's D, I've gone back and forth in this game. I lean Chargers a little bit, Gabe, but this game's got teaser written all over it. If the Chargers are minus one, give me Washington plus eight. You could even middle it. You could do a same game teaser with Chargers and Washington, because I think this game goes right down to the wire. Winner wins by a field goal.
I agree. I think that so whoever has the ball last wins type of game. Whoever has the ball last wins as probably a field goal game. Both these teams are conducive to playing close games to begin with. They're both coming in pretty heavily hyped this year. I actually think, and I was on the Washington wagon last year, but for the most part, I think they're a little overrated suddenly now. Everyone, Washington this, Washington that. It's one of these deals, too. The Chargers, there's some people that say the Chargers are going to win this division this year. I'm not one of them. But if the Chargers are for real, they win this game. This is a type of game, as you stated. Mm-hmm. You go on the East Coast, you play good defense, you win an early game on the East Coast against a smash-mouth defensive team, then you got something. You're building something here. Mm-hmm. You go.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yep, we hear you. Let's get you some beautiful windows that won't warp at warp speed. Durable, weather-friendly Vibrix windows and a seamless professional process. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen. Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
On the road, a typical Charger. Old Chargers will go on the road. They'll miss a field goal and lose.
Exactly.
More with Drew on the other side. A couple of college picks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Is this real? Is it true? Is there NFL football's kicking off in like an hour and a half? Wow. Hard to believe, huh? Life comes at you fast, man. I swear, Cam, it doesn't feel like that long ago, actually, that I was walking out of that bar after the Kansas City Super Bowl. Like, it really, like, life comes at you fast, man. And it does. Judge years by Super Bowls, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, here's another one. We made it. We made it to another NFL year. I'm glad to. Hope to be around for the 75th anniversary of the NFL, the Super Bowl.
That's a good goal.
Super Bowl 75.
That's an excellent goal. If I make it to that 75, it's a life well lived.
What? No, no,
not
that's
well
not,
lived,
no.
But lived.
No, no. Okay.
Well, what are we on
75?
Now?
No, Teddy Cup. I'm not talking 75 years old. I'm talking Super Bowl 75. Oh. Cam, we're already Super Bowl 55, bro. You don't want to die in 20 years.
I don't want to die in 20 years. I think I can get 30 out of the deal.
Somebody told me I was on the back nine the other day. I didn't appreciate it.
No, like, that's Scotty Farrell's line. Yeah, he's like, Cam Morency, 50 on the back nine. That's his thing. Once you turn 50, you're on the back nine of life. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
I figured things out.
I stopped drinking and stopped gambling. I'll live forever.
I don't want to be on the 13th hole already. What is 18 holes?
I got to be honest with you, Morency.
I'm going to stall play,
if I make it to 70, I'll be happy at 70. Like, what's your goal? Mine is, if I live past 70, I'm fine.
I die at 70.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I think it's...
I figure, like, I'll be in the mid-90s. 100.
Oh, my God. Well, jeez. Good luck to you, friend.
That's my ex-guess.
That's good expectation.
I'm like Jared Goff.
You're like Jared Goff. Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't come here to die.
Each other.
I'm like, Kenyan. And I'm Kenyan. I didn't come here. I came here to run.
That was the best route. We're doing a show yesterday. Morency's like, yeah, my new attitude towards gambling. A marathon. I'm Kenyan. I'm like, well, then I guess I'm a Jamaican sprinter because I'm betting every day.
The football season's here. I want to remind everybody that it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I said, I'm Kenyan. So in other words, like, I'm being patient this year, right? I'm a marathon. Yeah. Cam said he's Jamaican. He's a sprinter. All right. So anyway.
Correct.
I love how you guys can kind of characterize yourself as that. I remember my first time doing the show with you guys and comparing the Toronto Blue Jays. Oh, it's too expensive to girls that like, you know, champagne and stuff. He likes to bet, you know, the Detroit Tigers, the girls drinking kind of the Bud Light and cool to hang out with.
Yeah. And well, now nobody has cooler analogies than us.
Exactly. The analogies are great.
You're Kenyan. Yeah, of course. Like, it's a no-brainer. I love it, Morency. I got to hand it to you. I like your life goals. 95, that's I hope you get there,
man.
Threw
you off there. What are you both of you? Whoa.
Sure did. I thought you were going to say like 80, 85. It's like, we partied pretty good. But anyway, let's stick to football instead
of death
pools.
Super Bowl 75. Yeah. Super Bowl. I plan on being around Super Bowl 75. Super Bowl 100, that might be a little ambitious, but you never know.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. All right, so all right. Listen, we could talk NFL all night with Drew.
Yeah.
We got to give Drew a couple of minutes to get his bets in too. But yes, college. Drew's a great college football handicapper, and I'm looking at your card here, and you got two games circled. Let's start off with the first game up here, and I have it circled as well, Drew. And in fact, I tweeted it out to the Hammer Don guys the other day. I said, you know, one, because they asked me who I liked. I said, hey, give me, you know, I gotta do some work here. But I said, one game I do like, RU ran for 6 touchdowns last week. Cam, Temple aren't a high school team. They scored 61 on those guys.
Temple's, they got a real coach there. Chopping wood with
Seattle's like a lobster. He's like Tony, like he's like a soprano. He's like,
yeah.
I like to see him in the room. People are laughing at Rutgers no more, guys. We're going to kill people. We're going to run the score up. We're going to bury them. And we're going to see who's laughing. Let's go murder them. I'm telling you, I think they have a picture of like Tony Soprano in the room. And like, they're like this Jersey thing about people aren't laughing at us anymore. Like, let's go do this. True to me, the physicality, like Syracuse is an undersized team, man. Playing in that little dome in a basketball court and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? These Rutgers kids, say what you will about them. They got some beef, bro. They got some nasty kids on defense. Verdal, the quarterback, is serviceable.
Yeah.
They got running backs, and Shiano's a better coach than Babers is. Give me RU.
I like it, Gabe. I mean, I like where you were going with that coaching comparison as well. Shiano, I know he's recruited in the area very well. He's using that Big Ten moniker very well, going back to his South Florida days when he was the coordinator there with Miami. He's getting some quality quality athletes on this roster. And Rutgers, you know, under minus a field goal here, so it's almost pick the winner type pricing.
It's crazy.
Up against Syracuse at home, I'll give them that. But you're right. I mean, the basketball stadium, we'll see how loud and how bad of an atmosphere or how great of an atmosphere that is to play in. And Syracuse, just going from the matchup standpoint here, you know, beating Ohio, normally that's a decent, exactly, you know, to good MAC team. This is Frank Solich-less Ohio Bobcats that did not look good at all. And I think that actually makes the orange here a little bit overvalued going Solich into there, week man. Two.
They were spoiled to have Solich there for years.
Oh, yeah. Over 6,000 days. It was crazy how long he was there.
Yeah, say what you will, man. The guy won 8-9 games all the time with that program, got him into bowl games. No, now they're going to win 2 games every year.
I
don't know how you feel about that game, Cam, but I know it's not the most glamorous. It's funny, Drew, out of all the games.
No, I love it.
I like your style that it's not a glamour game, but I caught my eye as well. Like, I'm like, come on, man. Rutgers are too physical for Syracuse, Cam.
I bet it now because that line's going to go up. And Drew brings up a good point. I actually watched part of that game because I had money on Syracuse against Ohio. And Ohio played like junk in that game. And that's the thing. We talk about overreactions. Rutgers, on the other hand, this is a program that is growing, getting stronger, and getting better. And people are like, wow, look at Syracuse, how good they look. They don't understand, to Drew's point, how bad the Ohio Bobcats are. I am with you. RU is the play. I would get it in now because I think people in the know are going to bet Rutgers and that line's going to go up. Thank you. I'm going to bet it right now.
Drew, before we get you out of here, FIU, you've got FIU circled this week?
Hey, the Golden Panthers down in Miami, Florida at home here, 7 o'clock on Saturday. ESPN Plus, going to have to stream this one, guys, against Texas State from the Sun Belt. Now, look, the Bobcats in San Marcos, Texas, they're on the up. I'll give them that. But they are the trendy pick in the Sun Belt. Everybody that knows the Sun Belt starting to pick them here. I think they're overvalued. Now, they got to win this game. It's FIU -1 at home. There are -1.5 popping up now. So watch that shop around. 55 being the total. Look, I've done a lot of research on FIU. One, Butch Davis, it seems like he has a relationship with every high school football coach in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County for a smaller school. They are recruiting well the last couple of years. Watch out for that and a bump up in their talent. They went 0-5 last year, but put that into context, guys. 0-5 in a COVID year, and they got smashed by COVID-19. Some games, they had less than 50 scholarship players out there playing. 0-5, and the fact Liberty, Middle Tennessee, Jacksonville State. They did lose to an FCS squad. That's a good FCS
I'm
squad.
I'm aware of that one.
FAU in Western Kentucky. And they were in all of those games. Plus the fact he told a story about flying into Liberty, which, by the way, it's supposedly a tough place to get there in Virginia. And they chartered this flight, the team going up for the first game. And the first, you know, one of the captains walks back to him and goes, hey, there's huge storms here. We're not going to be able to land into the airport we thought we were. Your guys are going to have to get a bus over. He's like, what the heck are you talking about? And sure enough, they go lose that game. It was a spiral of a season after that. I've had this FIU team circled for a while, guys. I'm going to look to bet on them, make some money early in this season. And it starts on Saturday night against Texas State. Watch out for FIU this year. They're going to be money makers.
I've got the Cleveland Browns to win a division this year, first time since 1989. And for the record, for you trivia, you know, whatever, or buffs or historians, if anybody ever wonders, who was the coach the last time the Cleveland Browns won a playoff game?
Butch Davis.
Yes, sir. All right. It goes to show. Yeah, it goes to show. This guy, you know what I mean? Got the Browns into the playoffs in the old days and, like, winner Miami, obviously, right? He's pretty much been the one there ever he's been.
He rejuvenized the Miami program. You know, I know Larry Coker gets credit for that national championship back in, 2001? But really, that was all Butch Davis's
recruit. I miss Larry Coker.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Drew. All right, Drew. All right, so Drew's got a baseball pick for us, but you like to play the markets as well. And how about this? I said, hey, Drew, what are you looking at? Guy throws a couple of college football games, NFL. And Boston Beer Company, SAM. Well, you got some stock. You got stock picks for us now.
Hey, I figured, you know, we're talking about, you know, laying money on the line in sports betting, stock market advice. Yep. This is one that I bought. I mean, in terms of putting money on it, more than my sports picks. So I thought I'd throw it over to you, Gabe. We get
$542 a share.
Yeah. But that's just the share price.
Who the hell are you?
You got to go by market cap.
This guy's, this guy's eating on gold plates. 542 a share. Sorry, Drew. Continue.
But that's only half the equation because you can still get more of that upside. It's about the market cap if you're looking to kind of buy low. And I think we are buying low here. Boston Beer Company, a few months ago was $1,200 a share. So watch out here. It's dipped a lot. The analysts are saying, they're Truly brand, the number two in terms of hard seltzers, didn't sell as well. It's still number two overall, right behind White Claw. They're saying there's more competitors than there should be. I'm not really buying that. I think this is buy low opportunity on Boston Beer Company, SAM, the ticker. And also, if you really want to kind of roll the dice a little bit more, buy the leaps, the far out options. You can buy 750s for $50. In the December of 2022, so that's more than a year you get. And if it's over $800, you can really make some big money. That's what I did personally, by the far out options for Boston Beer.
Drew Martin for Quest Trade. Drew Martin for Quest Trade. He is. I gotta get an account. Who's Boston Beer Company? So they make seltzers. Well, who's their brew? Who's their competition? Sam Adams.
What beers do they sell?
Because I know
they got Truly Hard Seltzer, they got Sam Adams, Angry Orchard, they got Dogfish Head, and other craft beers as well.
Actually, I will say Angry Orchard quality beer for like those for those ciders, and Sam Adams, it's good product. I endorse it, Drew.
Absolutely, right, guys. Let's get after this little stock play as well. Right. And Toronto Blue Jays, I know right there around you, Cam.
Yeah, there we go.
Fear and Blue Jays.
I'm on the Blue Jays plus 105 tonight. I am. Jose Berrios, 18 strikeouts, his last two starts. Let's go. I think we actually get another bullpen as well. Hottest lineup in baseball, 161 weighted runs created plus number the last week. Winning seven straight, 10 of 11.
They're going to sweep the Yankees?
Talking about stock.
Yeah, I'm riding the streak, Gabe.
Trend is your friend.
They're going to sweep them?
Cortez, this is the thing. Again, like the market will just not put Toronto as a favorite, even if they have a pitching advantage. Like, I know Berrios hasn't been great, but what do they got? Nestor Cortez starting tonight? Give me a break. I'm betting the Blue Jays, and if they lose, they lose. You got to take them at plus money, Marenzi. It makes the card. I'm with Drew Martin. Stock tips, baseball, football, college. Holy jeez.
We're going to ask trades. Ryan C. has a question for us, and Dave Sharapan. He wants to know if he can parlay the Dallas Cowboys plus the points with the Boston Beer Company stock tonight.
That's a question for FanDuel.
Man, it really should be able to. Should merge like a stock and a sports book. I want to take the Cowboys plus 9.5 parlayed with that stock option in the Boston Beer Company.
Dude, we're coming up with some good business
That's
ideas
the future.
Here, boys.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right, Gabe.
You're doing
Canadian soccer versus El Salvador. The next is stocks parlayed with the sports. You're right. This is the next wave.
Yeah, Drew, we just said the quiet part out loud, bro. We made the mistake. Should have been like, I'm going to talk to you after, Drew. No.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get some investors. Hey, rich people, if you're out there, give us a call. Give us a call. Thanks, Drew. Great stuff,
boys,
buddy.
Later, Drew.
All
right, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the countdown is on, the countdown to kickoff. Love it. I love seeing our crew right now in the chat, everyone talking about stocks now. Love it, Cam. Everyone's a stock expert. Oh, yeah, I got messed
up. That's great.
Hey, listen, I'm not like Drew. Listen, Drew took finance and stuff. Like, yeah, Cam, I'm not even going to lie. Some of the stuff he starts dropping, somebody did that to me the other day, bro. And it was going right over my head. He's like, no, listen, you times it by five and you split it up. It's really not this price. And you buy in bulk times 100 times. And I'm like, dude, what do you think? I am Gordon Greco of Wall Street here? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, how much is the share? I'm just saying what you came. I saw $542 a share. What am I to buy one share for $542?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Two shares. It's like, that's a lot of games we could bet.
Sorry. Two shares for a dime.
I didn't know.
Right, follow us on Twitter. Stock picks, bets, and more. Plates. Exactly. At SportsGrid. He's a smart guy, Drew. At SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. What do you got coming up at 7 o'clock here? I got nothing. I'm not playing anything right now. I'm
holding off. I got something for everybody. I got some real. You like toilet bowls? I got the cleaner. Baltimore Orioles barely against Kansas City. See that game last night? That was nuts. Anyway, Baltimore, I like tonight. I like the Blue Jays, like Drew. They're a dog to the Yankees. Plus 105, I'll take Toronto and Baltimore in a parlay with the Philadelphia Phillies and Atlanta Braves to plus 122. That makes the card. I also like tennis. I'm not sure Fernandez, the Canadian teenager, can win, but take the +5 in the games. It didn't work with Djokovic last night, but tennis has been good, and I really like another play a little bit later on we'll get to.
Somebody in the chat, is Autumn Wind, is asking me if I like Dak Prescott over 1.5 touchdown passes tonight. Yes, sir, I do. I do like Dak Prescott over. You got to ask yourself, do you like Tom Brady over 2.5? It's plus money, a little ambitious. He probably gets it. I do like Dak. I love Dak over passing yards. Guys, the way I'm attacking this, I think it's going to be a higher scoring game. I think Tampa are going to have the lead, and I think Dallas are going to throw the ball all over the place, try to catch up. I played Dak Prescott over 293.5 passing yards. I like Zeke Elliott over 22.5 receiving yards. I like Amari Cooper over receiving yards as well. And I know that Mike Evans is going to score a touchdown tonight for the Buccaneers. More on the other side.
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost.
Sweet.
You're listening.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.